Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To tick off the clock, Texans had to settle for a field goal. They took that timeout with them into the locker room, and you don't get them back in that situation. After the OG said what he had to say, and a lot of people here at Sports Radio 610 had their word on Bill O'Brien's mismanagement. Bill O'Brien was on the Bill O'Brien Show with John Harris, and he had this to say about his in-game clock management on Sunday.
We got all the plays run that we wanted to run. We got them run probably a little bit slower than we wanted them to run. So but we got the ball down to the 2-yard line with a chance to score a touchdown. You know, we felt like we had a good drive there.
All right, I said yesterday, I said again this morning, and I think John McClain totally agreed with me on this. I don't know if he was on the air when we talked about it. I said, John, there's no.
No, he was on the air.
I couldn't remember if he was on the air or off. There's no counterpoint here. A lot of times, you know, there's two sides to a story, right? Especially when you're talking
sometimes
about.
Sometimes more than two.
Yeah, but like when you're. A lot of times when you're saying, why didn't head coach X use his timeouts in this situation? A lot of times there's a plausible, reasonable reason why he did not. I am telling you, there is no plausible reason, there is no reasonable explanation why Bill O'Brien did not use the timeouts there, and 58 seconds that he could have saved, you know, and gotten more plays in that situation, ran off the clock, and he went to the locker room with a timeout and 3 points instead of seven. There is no plausible counterpoint. You can't make it.
I 100% agree. And yeah. I think the hardest thing about this with Bill O'Brien is sometimes there's just too much stubbornness that comes with his defense of what you're calling something that you can't really defend in any way, shape, or form. Right. And this is as the interview continues with John Harris, Bill O'Brien on the Bill O'Brien Show, talking about his clock management, something he did well, and why simpletons like you or I cannot understand what goes into clock management.
I think at the end of the game, we called two timeouts that were very critical, very critical. I think the timeout we called right there was huge. I think that the timeout we called on the onside kick was huge. Yeah, nobody talks about that. Timeouts that we called at the end of the game were two of the most critical timeouts we've called in the last couple of years here. And so, like, you know, there's a lot that goes into game management, more than anybody would ever understand unless you're in football. And so I think that there's a lot that goes into it, and I thought those timeouts at the end, those are huge plays in the game.
I'm telling you, thank you, Figgy. That last part right there, the mansplaining
crazy.
Is just a horrible look.
That's not good, man.
You know, you were talking about walking around the parking lot tailgating on Sunday and how everybody just unsolicited often brought up Bill O'Brien's name and how they either don't like him, don't think he's a good coach, or they irritate him. Well, that's why.
Or he irritates them.
I mean, yeah, or he irritates them.
Oh, probably too. They're not in football.
To say, listen, honey. I mean, it's mansplaining. He might as well have said, honey, listen, honey, let me tell you about wrenches. You know, let me tell you about sheetrock. You know, this is mansplaining something that doesn't even really need to be about football. It's time management. The clock is ticking. You've got three ways that you can stop it before it stops ticking and you run out of time. I don't need to. Bill O'Brien knows a lot more football than me. I know enough to be dangerous. I get it, et cetera. But I've watched 50 years altogether, but 35 years as a professional, watched a lot of football. What he did was wrong, okay? It was wrong. And the condescending nature of his explanation is the reason people are irritated by Bill O'Brien.
Everybody makes mistakes, man. Like this, we are as objective and fair as we can be to the guys that play the games on Sundays, to the coaches that coach the games on Sundays. Everybody's going to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Like what happened at the end of the first half is a mistake. Bill O'Brien's doing a lot of things and you can make a mistake. But when you say that you have to be in football to understand what exactly goes into it. I just want to ask you, you've been around this for a long time. Mm-hmm. Tell me what exactly, possibly, just try to play devil's advocate. And I don't promote just playing devil's advocate for the sake of playing devil's advocate, because I think it's often bad radio. But just try use your wisdom and try to explain to me, the simpleton who's not in football, what in the heck I am missing to justify what went into what we saw on Sunday. Now, maybe, and Seth brought this up, maybe a lot of it's on Deshaun Watson. And maybe Deshaun Watson needs to have better control of the huddle. Deshaun needs to know when to call timeouts. Deshaun needs to do this type of stuff. Maybe that's it. But just try to explain to me, try to play some sort of devil's advocate and explain to someone who's not in football why it was justifiable the way the clock was managed at the end of the first half. Please.
Short answer, there's nothing. Okay, but I've heard two people, two perhaps outside chance plausible at why he didn't use the timeouts there, but they're not. Number one is what you just said. You know, how much of it is on Deshaun Watson, et cetera, et cetera. The second one I've heard somebody toss out there is, well, maybe he just liked the defensive personnel that was out there, and he wanted, you know, to take advantage of what the Jaguars had on the field, didn't want to give them a timeout to reset their defense. Both of those reasons are not more important than 58 seconds running off the clock, right? You can maybe toss those out there, but after the Akins reception, 34 seconds ran off the clock. They're not more important than those 34 seconds in that situation, and they proved not to be more important because you got 3 points instead of seven when you were deep in the red zone and had a chance to score a touchdown. Both of those excuses are also not more important than the 24 seconds that ran off that left you with 22 on the DeAndre Hopkins reception. So you could, again, I'll just say it again. There's no plausible reason to not use those timeouts.
And I also, you know, maybe he didn't think that they were going to get Kenny Stills was going to get a 31-yard reception. Maybe he just didn't see that coming, and maybe that kind of surprised him, and by then the damage had been done. You'd already let 30 seconds go off the clock, and maybe he was just caught, you know, with his tail between his legs, for lack of a better term. But this is my thing, okay? You had the ball at midfield with about 50 seconds remaining. 50 seconds remaining, okay?
Yeah.
You know how talented this offense is. 6 days before that game Sunday at NRG, you got the rock with 50 seconds left, zero timeouts compared to the two you had against the Jags, and you were able to score a touchdown against the New Orleans Saints that should have been the game winner to Kenny Stills. So it should not surprise you that you can cover that much ground with this offense. This offense, and this is why I said this, you know, before the game, this offense should have the same aggressive mindset against Jacksonville that they do against the Saints, that they're going to have against the Chargers, that they're going to have against the Chiefs. That's how this team is built. This yuck it up stuff, this like survive and advance, this we won, that's all that matters. That's last year. Last year, the ceiling wasn't very high, but this offense is so good that it should not surprise you that you get that 31-yard thing. And you should not say you have to be in football to understand this. There's a lot of things that you need to that you probably need to be in football to understand. This is amateur hour. This is something, and people in football are criticizing this. This is amateur hour here, and I think and I hope that when Bill O'Brien talks to the guys that he talks to, whether it's Brad Seeley, whether it's Tim Kelly, I hope that Bill O'Brien at least can admit that he might have handled that the wrong way.
Look, I, and we've been very, very clear, you know, this was a really good win, really big win, and I don't want to downplay that. I don't want to diminish it at all. Bill O'Brien, you know, practically from the first day of training camp, I've been impressed with the way he's handled things, tried to handle things differently. I mean, you guys listen every day. Yeah, you should. So you get the breadth of what I'm talking about here. I've been impressed with this cat. I've liked the way he's handled things mostly. But when you make an egregious mistake like that, you know, we're not doing our jobs if we don't talk about it. And the separate topic is when you answer it. Let's hear that last part again, Figgy, because this, if there is someone close to Bill O'Brien, and he gets frustrated, like everybody does.
Like even someone like a Jack Easterby, who's supposed to oversee everything, and Jack Easterby is very clear of perception, everything like
everybody
that.
Everybody wants to be liked. Everybody wants to be understood. But when you say things like this, it's why you just kind of rub your forehead and go, man, this is why people on those radio shows, you know, are always irritated with you.
And so, like, you know, there's a lot that goes into game management, more than anybody would ever understand unless you're in football. And so I think that there's a lot that goes into it. And I thought those timeouts at the end, those are huge plays in the game.
Like, I came into work today, John, and I'm laying out the show and I'm listening to these clips before the show. And, you know, a lot of people would be like, well, it gives you something to talk about. No, honestly, as soon as I played this clip, I just shook my head and said, good Lord, I've got to sit here and I've got to address this. Like, I didn't sit here and rub my hands together like I've been known to do and say, all right, I get to talk about what Bill O'Brien said about in-game management. No, I didn't do that because I want Bill O'Brien to succeed. I want Bill O'Brien to take the next step. I don't want the team to win division titles and then go out there and lay eggs in playoff games against the Colts or the Chiefs or whatever. I don't want that. And I would ideally, in a perfect world, like to be able to defend a coach because I know everybody makes mistakes. I know at the end of the day you won. I know it's hard to win in the NFL. But when you're automatically just saying people don't get it when it's as clear as day, John McClain came in here, said it, you said it, I said it, everybody watching at NRG said it, when it's that clear and it's that obvious and you sit there and you sit on a high horse and you say that, it doesn't benefit you one bit and it doesn't benefit anybody that wants you to succeed.
The next time you're with your girl, okay? She watches football.
The next time you're with your girl, get me in trouble, bro.
I want you to do something.
You're going
to
get me sent to the kennel.
Lovely young lady, by the way.
Going to get me sent to the kennel, bro.
Had a nice conversation with her in Vegas.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but okay.
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if I was supposed to read more into that. Okay.
I mean, I could talk about someone else.
Let's not.
If you want me to,
next time I'm with my girl, go ahead.
Next time you're with your girl watching the game, all right? And she asked like a question like, oh, was that a first down? I want you to turn to her. I want you to raise both your hands like you're explaining something.
It's not going
to
go well.
And I want you to tell her, let me tell you about first downs, okay, honey?
Like, have you ever said to
anyone? It's mansplaining.
Have you ever said to anyone, and this is the other thing I think about it, I think that sometimes Bill O'Brien, he wants you to know how hard his job is, but I don't feel like he has the same level of respect and understanding for other people's occupations. And I don't, you know, we'll go to like a remote or something like that, and people will tell you, like, man, I hate when you do this, I hate this, I hate this, blah, blah, blah. I've never in my life said, well, you would have to be in radio to understand how that goes.
Yeah.
I just don't do that because some of the stuff that they say is valid. Like you listen enough and you understand to where your opinion can be respected.
Right.
There's a no-win situation there. And 6 years into being the coach of the Houston Texans, and you were at a D1 college before that where the level of scrutiny was just as high and the pressure was just as high, you've been doing this long enough to where you know that that just really doesn't benefit you. 713-572-4610. Let's get some wisdom. Let's go to Loophole Money Mike. Money Mike, how you living on a Tuesday?
What'd he do, fellas? Long time no hear from.
Hey, yes,
man, this guy's a joke, man. I know y'all get a kick out of it. Just it makes y'all shows a lot better when he's saying this dumb stuff on these interviews and stuff like that. But what cracks me up is he was talking about the timeouts at the end of the game. I don't give a crap about the timeouts at the end of the game. I'm talking about the ones you blew at halftime, Dodo. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
I feel you.
So it cracks me up. So I'm going to leave him with this.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't have to manage my anger if people could learn to manage their stupidity. Good afternoon.
Man, when Money Mike brings it like that.
Never heard him that angry.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, that's insulting. Like, you're insulting everybody there. And the thing is, like, you turned on the TV and people who've been in football for decades are criticizing what went down.
Oh, people like in football.
Yes.
Coaches and former players.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, it's happening. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop. 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, two guys that aren't in football continue to talk next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.